أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Harf jar? Got to say loudly. Huh? Harf jar? MashaAllah. So this will then inshallah be in our mind and we will not make any mistakes. Huh? Now brothers and sisters, our damirun munfasilun. Huh? What is it brothers and sisters? Damirun munfasilun, detached pronoun. And I repeat all the time, these detached pronouns are all marfu. What are they? Marfu. And they are all definite. So remember, these detached pronouns are marfu. And in fact, all pronouns are definite. Not only these, but all the pronouns are definite. But these detached pronouns are marfu. That is very important for us to remember. Okay. They will come in the beginning of the sentence, most of the time, they will come as a mubtada. Inshallah. Ready, brothers and sisters? Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Anta, antuma, antum. Anti, antuma, antunna. Ana, nahnu. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu. Huwa huma hum, hiya huma hunna, anta antuma antum, anti antuma antunna, ana nahnu. MashaAllah. Now, brothers and sisters, we start conjugation. Remember, brothers and sisters, in Arabic language, the nouns are declined. What did I say? The nouns are declined. Means they are in three cases. Muhammadun, Muhammadan, Muhammadin. And the verbs, they are conjugated. What are they? They are conjugated. We don't say verbs decline, but verbs are conjugated. The nouns are declined and the verbs are conjugated. Ready? Brother and sister, same sequence of 14 pronouns. Zahaba, Zahaba, Zahabu, Zahabat, Zahabata, Zahabna, Zahabta, Zahabtuma, Zahabtum, Zahabti, Zahabtuma, Zahabtunna, Zahabtu, Zahabna. Are you with me, brother? Now, if you will also observe in your mind and ponder over it, that when you are talking about third person, when you are using zahaba and zahabat, okay, the noun can be visible in the sentence. Are you with me? Zahaba Muhammadun ila suq. Okay, and if I say aina zahaba, or if I say aina Muhammadun, you can say zahaba ila suq. So when in the second time when you say zahada, zahaba, the fa'il is mustatir. But in the first time, Zahaba Muhammadun ilasu, Muhammad is the fa'il. You could see it. The same thing will happen with Amina. Aminatu Zahabat ilal madrasati. Are you with me? If I say Aina Amina, you can say Zahabat ilal madrasati. Okay? So same thing will happen. Only in these two forms, you know, huwa and hiya, the fa'il can be mustatir or the fa'il can be in the sentence. Okay, brother? But in the rest of the 12 forms, the fa'il will always be in the form of a pronoun. If I say zahabu, they. If I say zahabna, female they. If I say zahabna, nahnu. If I say zahabta, you. If I say zahabti, that's you. If I say zahabtum, that is you all. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Think about it when you are doing your conjugation. And you will see that you are understanding it very clearly and it's easy, inshallah. Okay. So if I say to you, huwa zahaba. Are you with me? Huwa zahaba. Nahnu zahabna. Anta. أنت ذهبت أنا ذهبت صحيح أنت okay now I tell you something else محمد زينب ذهبت صحيح you will say ذهبت okay and if I say الطلاب ذهبوا الطالبات ذهبنا. So keep that in mind. And you should ask each other question just to practice. أَزَهَبْتَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمِ نَعَمْ. Always answer in نَعَمْ for the time being. And what will you say? زَهَبْتُ. أَزَهَبْتِ إِلَى السُّوكِ الْيَوْمِ يَا سَلْمَ زَهَبْتُ. Remember, try to make it in your mind this understanding clear. If you are asked yourself, then the answer will be Zahabtu. I went. Sahi? Did you go? You will say yes, I went. So if I say Azahabti ila suki al yom, naam, Zahabtu. Ask each other. Even while you are driving in the car, if it is not too busy on the road, you can ask each other. Okay? Inshallah. Now comes our, I'm switching to Raja'a. What is it? Raja'a. Ready? Raja'a. Raja'a. Raja'u. Raja'at. Raja'ata. Raja'ana. Raja'ata. Raja'atuma. Raja'atum. Raja'ati. Raja'atuma. Raja'atunna. Raja'atu. Raja'na. We should say in harmony, in uniformity. Otherwise, it sounds like fish market. Okay, it doesn't sound good to the ears. Okay. Now, brother, if I say, Mata rajati minal masjidi ya Salma? Mata rajati minal masjidi ya Salma? No, rajati. When did you return? What will you say? Rajatu ba'da salati. You can say like, Mata rajati minal madrasati ya minas? Bada darsi. What will you say? Bada darsi. Are you with me? Mata zahabta ila al-masjidi ya Abdul Samad? No, zahabtu. Mata zahabta. When did you go to the masjid? To qabl al-azan. I went before the azan. ومتى رجعتي رجعت ومتى رجعت الى البيت رجعت الى البيت بعد صلاتي try to practice the more you will practice we say in urdu zuban mein rawani aayegi it will become smooth polished please try okay if I say to you sister Maimuna, هل ذهبت إلى المسجد اليوم؟ نعم ذهبت. ما شاء الله. متى ذهبت إلى المسجد؟ قبل الصلاة. I went before the prayer. متى رجعت إلى البيت؟ Yeah, you can say qabla salati, an hour ago, or ba'da salati. So, you know, the using of raja'a, coming home, returning home, at a time which is qabla or ba'da, you know, you can use it. Okay. So, inshallah, by practice, it will become very clear to you. And we'll be asking these questions in the class. Okay. ما اسمك يا أخي؟
اسم محمد.
اسمي. Well, now we must practice. This is our beginning, brother. If you make mistakes, don't worry. We are human beings, you know. It's a new language. We do not hear it around us. So kind of a, not an easy job to practice. اسمي. ما اسمها؟
اسمها سلمى.
ما شاء الله. اسمها سلمى. Well, ما اسمه؟ Abdul Samad. You got the idea? Masmuki ya ukhti? Yes. What will you say? Let's start again. Masmuki ya ukhti?
Ismi.
Yes, mashallah. Masmuki ya ukhti?
Ismi.
Masmuha? ومسمه You see how the pronouns are used. You got to practice inshallah. So that when the question is asked, you should not feel gabrified. You should be able to say it inshallah. Okay. We'll do again, brother and sister. Akhaza. Ready? Akhaza. Akhaza. Akhazu. Akhazat. Akhazata. أخذنا أخذت أخذتما أخذتم أخذتي أخذتما أخذتن أخذتو أخذنا حامد أخذ ready حامد أخذ زينب أخذت الأولاد أخذوا النساء أخذنا أنت أخذت أنا أخذت أنت أخذتي، نحن أخذنا، أنتم أخذتم، أنتن أخذتن. أوكي. علي أخذ. علي is one person. علي أخذ. الطلاب أخذوا. المدرسون أخذوا. المدرس أخذ. المدرسات أخذنا. المدرسة أخذت. Are you with me? Inshallah. Ready? Another nice word. قرأ. He read. قرأ. قرأ. قرأوا. قرأت. قرأتا. قرأنا. قرأتا. قرأتما. قرأتم. قرأتي. قرأتما. قرأتن. قرأت. قرأنا. Okay. Abbasun kara. Khadijatu karaat. At-tullabu kara. At-talibatu. At-talibatu karaana. Karaana. Okay, hunna. At-talibatu karaana. At-talibu karaa. الطالبة قرأت، الطلاب قرأوا، الطالبات قرأنا، أنا أنت أنت نحن أنتم أنتن قرأتن. Got the idea? See. هل قرأت القرآن اليوم يا محمد؟ Karatu. Karatu. You will say Karatu. There is Mafulun Bihi will also come, but we are not going into that detail. Ya Hafsa, Hal Karati Al Qur'ana Haza Sabah? Karatu. Karatu. What will you say Karatu? What is the meaning of Karatu? I read. Are you with me? Okay. Sister Aisha, hal karati darsa haza sabah? Karatu. I read the lesson. Are you with me? Hal karata Toronto Star haza sabah?
No, karatu.
Karatu. Are you with me? Okay. Maza قرأت اليوم يا عبد الصمد. What did you read today? قرأت القرآن. القرآن. قرأت الدرس. Okay, are you with me? Inshallah. We are going to practice. Once we learn مفعولٌ به, then our you know expression will increase. You know. Okay. Fine, brother and sister. Samia. What is the meaning of Samia? He heard. He heard. Okay. Samia. Samia. Samiu. Samiat. Samiata. Samiana. Samiata. Samiatuma. Samiatum. Samiati. Samiatuma. Samiatunna. Samiatu. Samiana. MashaAllah. Hamidun Sami. Hamidun
Samia.
Fatimatu
Samia.
At-talibu Samia. I said talibu singular. At-tullabu Samia. At-talibatu Samiat. At-talibatu Samiana. Ana Samiatu. Anta Samiata. Anti Samiati. Nahnu سمعنا أنتم سمعتم أنتن سمعتن. So slowly inshallah we are going to make ourselves strong step by step. Remember one thing brothers and sisters, Rome was not built in one day. It took centuries. But we will take weeks, inshallah, to get ourselves strong. So that all these simple sentences you should say with confidence, answer with confidence, ask with confidence, inshallah. But then now we come to our new lesson in which we are learning a new concept. Inshallah, you will find it interesting and it will surprise you. Because all of a sudden, things are changing now. If you had read the key, you must have understood something. Please read the key every day when you come to the class. Having read the key will broaden your understanding, brothers and sisters. If I write down this sentence, brother, Haza Kitabun Jadidun Huwa Minal Hindi. Okay. Now I have to write here Kutubun. Are you with me? I have to write here Kutubun. What is Kutubun? Jama. Huh? Now, as we know, we use for Jama Haza, Haulai, or Ulaika, things like that. But I am writing here Hadhi. What happened? I'm writing plural and then writing hadhihi, which is for singular. What is happening here? And then if I have to write a naat, this is jadidun, I don't say jududun, I say jadidatun. Brother, what is happening here? Kutubun, jadidatun. Huh? Why? And then I say, here, kitab became huwa, and kutub became here. What's going on here? Here, minal hindi. Okay. So this is the new thing all of a sudden is coming, which is different from what we have been doing in the for 15 lessons. Okay. The thing is, for ghair akil, ghair akil, if it is a jama, in Arabic language, it is treated as a singular muannas. What did I say? If it is a jama of ghair akil, okay, jama, plural. But in Arabic language, that plural is treated as a singular feminine. Are you with me? If it is treated as a singular feminine, then everything will be like singular feminine. Okay? Here if I write down, brothers and sisters, Hazihi, As-sa'atu jamilatun. See now, jamilatun, brother? Let me write down in an indefinite way. Hazihi sa'atun jamilatun. What is hazihi? Mubtada. Why did you use hazihi and not haza? Because sa'atun is a muannas. So mubtada and khabar should match. Okay? And then of course, jamilatun is a naat. It will match man'ut. Sahih? Very simple. Okay? But then, kutubun is a jama and I'm treating it as if it is a singular like sa'atun. I'm treating it. That's the way in Arabic language the plurals of gair akil are treated. They are treated that way. Okay. So, in order to emphasize this, there is a story. It's a very beautiful story. You should all should remember it. And when you want to explain this rule, you can always quote this story. I heard this story from Dr. Abdurrahim himself. And I thought this was very beautiful. In today's terminology, I'll say it is cool. Well, we can say haza kulun. Okay. So here is the story, brothers and sisters. There was a king, a very powerful king. He was with his courtiers in his palace discussing some matters. The courtiers were sitting around. And all of a sudden, one of the commander from the front rushed in. And he said, "O king, I have some grave news, some serious news." Okay. So he said, "What is the problem?" He said, "You know, from the east, a big force, army, is coming to attack us." So the army is a jama, sahi, huh? Not one person, could be 100, could be 1,000, could be more. Okay, so instead of saying army, he used the word, instead of saying jundun, he used the word but jaman means also group. It could mean troops or a gathering or a group of people. He said, "A jaman is coming from the east to attack us. I've come to inform you." He said, "The way I say to you, don't worry. La takhaf. La takhaf. Don't fear. La taklak. Don't worry." Then he said, this is what you will memorize it. What did he say? The king said to the commander, "Kullu jama'in mu'annas." The whole army is only one female. Are you going to be scared of one mu'annas? Because he said jamun. So jamun is treated in Arabic language as a singular mu'annas. So every time you will see this, you will think, "Kullu jama'in mu'annas." This is in the Arabic language. All the jamas are treated like muannas. So this you will always remember, brother. Now remember, we told you ba'adu will also come as a mudaf ilayhi. You will also see ayyu, remember? Ayyu will also be mudaf. Similarly, kullu, most of the time will come as a mudaf. You will see in the Quran also. Now that you are strong, I can write down. Okay, brothers and sisters, what did I write down? Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. What is waw? Ataf. What is Allahu? Mubtada. Now, where is the khabar? See, if the khabar is one word, it is marfu. And if that word is there, then that is your khabar. Qadirun. You always say, Allahu ala kulli shayin qadir. You never say qadirun. And so you really don't know what's going on. So what is qadirun? Khabar. You can just bring qadirun next to Allah and what will you say? Allahu qadirun. Allahu qadirun. So that is your khabar. Then what is Allah? Harchar. Then we need ism majroor. Kulli. And then kulli is mudaf. And shayin is mudafili. Does it make sense to you? Easy, isn't it? Once you know everything, we can understand it. Alhamdulillah. So kullu can be kulla, can be kulli. Kullu, kulla, kulli. I am not saying kullun. Because if it is kullun, then there is no mudafili. If it is there is a kullu, then there is a mudafili. Here it is, we write down. Okay. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. How will you analyze it? First question, is it jumla ismiya or jumla failiya? It is jumla ismiya. So we are looking for mubtada. But look at this kullu nafsin. Kullu nafsin. What do you see in that combination? Mudaf, mudafili. So where is our mubtada? Kullu. Wa huwa mudaf. And then mudafili. Now we need khabar. So khabar, if it is one word, is marfu. What is this combination? Zaikatul mauti. Again mudaf, mudafili. But where is our khabar? Zaikatu only. Wahuwa mudaf and mudafili. That was a good suggestion, Sister Salma. It tells you kullu comes as a mudaf. Kullu nafsin. Zaikatul mauti. Every nafs will taste the mouth. Will have a taste of mouth. Will have a taste of mouth. Okay, brother and sister? So my point to you is this, brother, you will always remember this thing, huh? Kullu jama'in mu'annasun. I will be repeating it from now onwards. Okay, analyze this sentence. Brother Abdul Samad, analyze it. Kullu nafsin. Two words. What is it? Mudaf, mudaf. Is it jumla ismiya? Yes. So where is our mubtada? Kullu. Wa huwa mudaf. And then mudaf. Where is your khabar? Mu'annasun. One word. Every jama'ah is a mu'annas. Feminine. Every jama'ah is a feminine. That is, if it is, ghair aqil. What did I say? If it is, ghair aqil. So now, see how clever Dr. Abdul Rahim is, brothers and sisters. I always admire his vision, his farsightedness, you know. Everything comes step by step. First, he made us understand Mubtada Khabar in singulars. Then he brought plurals. Once we have understood plurals, now he brings this concept. So he brings the concept of that every Ghair Aqil Jama'ah in Arabic language is treated as a singular. And if it is treated as a singular, the naat will also be singular. The naat will also be singular. Are you with me? This is very important. Now in Quran, sometimes aqil plurals are also treated like singular. Why? Because they are broken plurals. Why? They are broken plurals. Here is a very famous ayah. Huh? تلك الرسول فضلنا بعضهم 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 على بعض. Okay, so because we have not done mafulun bihi, I am not going in detail. Okay, father, tilka rasul, why not? Ulaika rasul, why? Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using a broken plural, which is akil, as a singular. Why are you using tilka, brother? It's a plural and it is akil. It's a broken plural. So in literary works, because Quran is a literary work, unsurpassed, unequal in its eloquence. So you will see, tilka rasul faddalna. We gave them importance. Okay. So here is an example of a kullu jama muannas. Okay. Another example. This is very famous. We'll be doing it in detail, inshallah. Okay, brother. No. Let us go one step more further. What is tilka? Mubtada. Ar-rasulu? Badal. Badal, brother. Remember? You should not forget that. Now I say to you, are you with me, brother and sister? This is a very famous ayah and we are going to do it, inshallah. Remember that ayah? What is that ayah? لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَدْرِبُهَا, sorry, I beg your pardon.
And also,
tilka rusul, yes, that's correct. Yes. Tilka amsalu. So tilka is muftada, and what is alam salu?
Badal.
Badal Salman, it is badal. So we go to watch ismu ishara. Tilka alam salu, so where is muftada? Tilka. Alam salu? Badal. And then this is your khabar, jumla failure. Nadribu ha. See, where does ha go to? Ha is a singular, but it goes to the plural. It goes to the plural because this now is treated as a singular. We are going to learn a lot more. I just thought of giving you this example. If you understand, alhamdulillah. But if you understand 50%, which is good, we are going to revise it. All these examples, we will revise it. So, the gist of the matter is kullu jama'in mu'annasun. You will always remember from now onwards. Kullu jama'in mu'annasun. Okay? So if you know this, the rest is all halwa puri. The rest is all halwa puri. Okay. Al-mudarris. Liman hadhihi al-aklamu. The book. The blue book. Liman هذه الأقلام. If it is one, you would say لمن هذا الكلام. صحيح. Now it is أقلام. Instead of saying لمن هؤلاء, no. Now we treat it as a مؤنث. So we say لمن هذه الأقلام. You treated أقلام as a مؤنث and used هذه. سوچنے کی بات ہے. Look at the sentence. Liman ha, why harihi? What is your answer? Kullu jama'a monas. That is all the time you will be telling yourself. Why? Kullu jama'a monas. Liman hazihi al-aklamu ya Muhammad. Now aklamu, because we treat it as a singular muannas, the answer is hiya li. What is the meaning of hiya? It here it means they are, they belong to me. They are mine. Hiya li ya ustad. What is ustad is saying? Hiya jamilatun jiddan. Brother, this is all singular. What is very beautiful? They are very beautiful. Not it, but they. I hope you understand. Abir, does it make sense? Just think of it. Kullu jama muannas. Singular muannas. Kullu jama muannas. Liman hadhihi al-aklamu ya Muhammad? Hiya li. See, it became hiya. Aklamun became hiya. And hazihi was used to refer to it. And then again, hiya jamilatun chittan. Are you gabrified? This is a new concept. I told you, it's a new concept. But I think this story of the king and the commander coming and telling him that army is coming, and he used the word jama'un for army, the king said, kullu jama'a mu'annas. La takhaf, don't fear. Okay. وَهَذِهِ الْكُتُوبُ الْجَدِيدَةُ. Are you with me? وَهَذِهِ الْكُتُوبُ. Now, kutubu is a plural, but the naat is singular, because kullu jama'a mu'annas. هَذِهِ الْكُتُوبُ الْجَدِيدَةُ. أَهِيَ لَكَ. See, هِيَ لَكَ, are they for you? La. Hiya li hamidin. So he again goes to kutub. Okay? Aina dafa tirukum ya ikhwan. Where are your notebooks? Ali says, hiya huna. So dafatiru is referred as a singular muannas. Hiya huna. What will be the translation? They are here. They are here. Okay? Ala hazal maktabi. Fine, brother. Let us analyze this. Hiya huna alal hazal maktabi. What is hiya? Mubtada. Huna zarf. You can say shibu jumla khabar. They are here. Now you say ala ja harshar. Haza ism majrur, brother Salman. What is al maktabi? No, brother. Haza came. Badal. Watch for it. Watch for it. It's badal. Inshallah. Fine. Is it clear? Shall I repeat it again? Okay. So, brother, in Arabic language, the jama of ghair akhil is treated as a singular muannas, feminine. And if you treat the jama as a singular muannas, then everything has to go according to that. If you have a ismu ishara, then it has to be either hadhihi or tilka. Because it is a muannas. And if it is a naat coming, it has to be a singular naat ending with ta marbuta. Got the idea? We do it again. Okay. But maybe I will repeat this again. Because this is a new concept. I told you. It's a new concept. I am straight away going to the tamarin, and then I come back to lesson again, inshallah, one more time. Ta'ammal. Ta'ammal means ponder on the following example. Al-Mufrad. What is Al-Mufrad, brothers and sisters? Singular. Haza talibun jadidun. Haza mubtada talibun khabar jadidun naat. Huwa min Amerika. هو مبتدا من أمريكا جار مجرور شبو جملة خبر صحيح سيستر نايمة is it clear? So this is old stuff. Now we make it into جمع. So what will you say? هذا will turn into Ha'ulai. Talib will turn into Tulab. And Jadid will turn into Judud. Because everything now matches the Ha'ulai. Okay? And then Hum, Min America. Fine. Now we come to an object which is not Akil. It is Gair Akil. So we say, Hada Kitabun Jadidun. This is a new book. Hada Muqtada Kitabun Khabar Jadidun Naad. Sahi. Huwa Min America. It is from America. Fine. Now make it Jama. First you make a Jama. Kitab will become Kutub. Now, Haza normally should have become Haulai, but it became Hazihi. Why, brother? Kullu Jama Muannas. Why? Kullu Jama. Now look at the Naat. Jadidatun. This is for a singular Muannas. Why? Sister Nasreen, Kullu Jama Muannas. We are treating every Jama as a Muannas singular. Brother, if you understand this, many things in the Quran will become very easy for you. Otherwise, you would never know why this thing is happening in that sentence. So this is a very important aspect that we are learning now. And it is so beautifully explained by Dr. Abdurrahim. It came separate on its own with exercises so that we can understand it. And now, after this lesson, things will be combined. Okay, brother? So you understood that هذه كتب جديدة, not هؤلاء كتب جدد. No. Why? You will say, because it is غير عقل. If it is غير عقل, what happens? كل جماع مؤنث. صحيح.